right, Mr. DeMille. I'm ready for my close-up.
Who are you? We are the knights who say... Neat!
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Steph, before we get to screen time, how am I going to choose one sci-fi classic? Oh my gosh, I'm inundated with great titles and suggestions.
I think you should go for Dune.
Do you?
I really do.
What, not Ursula?
Not Ursula. That is
what?
Such a public radio thing choose. That is the expected. I think we should go for
Dune. I think
Dune
is the expected and Ursula is the unexpected.
No.
Maybe I have to read both.
That is the other choice. They are both
available.
Maybe
I could read
both of them. We could easily have 1 month be Ursula and
should we do
one
that?
Month be Dune.
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Now we're going to hear from everybody that's like, what? You're not going to choose my title?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know
okay.
we are. It's true.
Green Time, we want to talk about science fiction.
We do.
What, films coming this fall?
Coming this fall and some stuff that you can actually watch at home right now.
Good.
Also, because I wanted to talk about a couple movies that I'm really excited about.
Okay. What are they?
Arrival. This is directed by Denis Villeneuve. He did... last year, he did Sicario, and he's a French-Canadian director, and his new movie has Amy Adams in it and Jeremy Renner, and it's based on a short story by a guy named Ted Chiang, and it won Best Short Story from Nebula Award, I think, in like 1999 or 2000, and it's just a great sci-fi short story about it that starts with an idea, like, let's explore how language informs how we live our lives and how language informs how history is told and how language would inform an entire race. And so it's this big idea, but then he beautifully turns it into a story about one human and love and a story of a mother and a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be incredible. It was at Toronto and not incredible it's going to be Best Picture, but incredible in, oh my gosh, the moment you finish seeing it, you want to see it again because there's an emotional impact, but also there are such big ideas in it that you want to go back and explore the ideas.
So this is always the challenge for me with fantasy or science fiction or speculative kind of filmmaking, that the special effects don't overwhelm the meaning of the ideas that the movie is raising.
Yeah, and this is... The special effects apparently are, I mean, it's a slow, I mean, Amy Adams plays a linguist, and it's not about the guns, it's not about a battle, it's not about they are invading and we need to gather together a band of warriors to take down the invaders. It's about who is this other race of beings are coming here, and what does it mean to us that they're here and how is it going to change who we are? It's a much bigger idea, and it's not about the special effects. It's about the acting, and apparently Amy Adams carries the movie. And so if there are people are raving about her performance, it's got to be about the storytelling and the character.
Jennifer is tweeting me not to read Dune.
Who's Jennifer?
She'll say, you never want to read sci-fi again.
I just had to
get that in there. Still,
well, I'm not ignore her. Then again,
ignore
the,
Jennifer.
The last time
I
read Dune, I mean, I've read it a couple times. I've probably read it about four times.
Yeah,
I was still a teenager. It's one of those those books that I read.
Wait,
over
the last
and over.
Time?
Yeah,
you were a teenager the last time you read it.
Yeah, and I've read it about four times. Probably.
Wow. Okay.
At least.
Yeah.
I read it many, many times.
Oh, Jennifer. Okay, so anyway.
So maybe it doesn't hold up, but I think we should do it anyway.
All right. Okay,
and then the other one is
maybe
Passengers,
you should read it again and talk
big,
about it.
A big movie with Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt that's going to be more of a...
Okay.
There's going to be more explosions and things like that.
Okay.
About a man and a woman who are put into a deep sleep for a long space journey, and they're supposed to sleep for over 100 years, and they get woken up 90 years early, the two of them, and they can't get put back to sleep, and they're stuck on
the spacecraft?
They're stuck on a spacecraft.
Heading for where?
I'm not sure. We'll have to find out, and I'm looking forward to that. But so these are movies that are coming still this year, along with Rogue One, the new Star Wars movie that don't get your expectations up, apparently.
Why?
It's supposed to be a smaller little movie, an experiment They keep trying to make it seem like don't.
So they're lowering expectations around a Star Wars
movie? Don't pay any attention to the movie over here. Lowering expectations.
How often does that happen about Star Wars?
So we'll see what happens with that. But okay, at home right now, good. Something that Alexander Weinstein's. Have you seen Black Mirror?
No.
Black Mirror is an anthology series that Alexander Weinstein's book also reminded me of. It is. It's an anthology series, meaning each is a short episode. It's kind of like Twilight Zone,
okay,
where it's all wrapped up. And it's about our relationship with technology and how it informs our humanity. And some of them are quite funny.
Where can I find
and
that?
And you can find them on Netflix.
Okay.
It was originally a British TV show, and there are a couple seasons of it, and they're very smart. Some of them are quite disturbing. This isn't something you want to sit and watch with your kids. They have very grown-up situations about sex and violence and politics and mass hysteria.
I'll bet he's seen that series.
I bet he has too.
Okay.
And that is very good. It's called Black Mirror.
All right.
Highly recommended. And then a movie that came out earlier this year called Midnight Special.
Mm-hmm.
And it has Michael Shannon playing, who's always so intense.
I love him.
He is.
He was in that movie about where he thinks he's going crazy, but
Take Shelter. Same director, Jeff Nichols, made this one too. And he's so great at just plunging you in the middle of a story, and you're not quite sure what's happening. There's a boy. He's been kidnapped by two men, and they're being pursued by various groups, the government and a religious sect.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know much about the boy. And it is a science fiction movie, but it's about human relationships again, and it has special effects, but they're used so well and they're done wonderfully. So, you know, there's some movies where the CGI is just so bad and so cheesy, and where they're trying to create a huge world, and Jeff Nichols knows, I don't have a big budget here. I'm not trying to create a huge world. I'm trying to create this moment or this scene, this room, this bit of action. I want you to believe it, and it works so well. I would have never thought that Jeff Nichols would make a sci-fi movie. Fantastic.
So Black Mirror and Midnight Special can be seen now.
Can be seen right now, streaming.
Home.
You can buy the episodes.
And Passengers and Arrival are the two movies the kind of sci-fi movies you're really excited about.
Dying to see them.
Steph.
Dying.
So we'll see you tonight at 7 o'clock, hopefully with Jeff Toobin at the Westminster Town Hall Forum. See you there.
Support for this program comes from the Level 1 Pediatric Trauma Center at HCMC, offering a comprehensive array of life-saving resources. When your everything needs everything, turn to HCMC. More at hcmc.org/pediatrictrauma.